Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guest for tonight, the writer of How Soon, Jack Owens. Now, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, the sweetest music the other side of heaven, give us their arrangement of I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover.
Thank you, music lovers. Gee, it's great to be back in Chicago where the sun shines every day. And some days you can even see it. But here comes a star that's always good to see, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Spike. You say the nicest things.
Well, I mean them, Dorothy. Why, when you sing, I feel like a bubble. A beautiful bubble floating in the sky.
Hey, what happened?
Some wise guy on the balcony with a BB gun.
Oh. Well, I like you too, Spike. In fact, you're my secret idol.
Really?
Yes, your face is always before me. Even when I go to a movie, the hero has your face, the villain has your face. Why, everybody in the picture has your face.
Boy, what a cast.
Oh, Spike. Stop bragging, or girls won't like you.
Well, Dorothy, last week in Minneapolis, a beautiful girl fell in love with me. She even came down to the station when we left. She brought a big box of candy and a magazine. And as the train pulled out, there she stood, eating the candy and reading the magazine.
I thought so.
No, but really, Dorothy, I'll confess, I can't seem to attract my true love, and I'm not going to wear golden earrings.
Well, you don't have to, Spike. When you take a girl out, act natural. Don't put on airs like the time you took me into that French restaurant and ordered the whole meal in French.
Well, weren't you kind of surprised?
Well, yes, so was the waiter. It was a French-Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I see. Well, Dorothy, how about some tips on how to get on with the gals, huh?
Well, it's simple, Spike. It's just the little things that count. Here's what I mean. Herman ain't a banker. He ain't a movie star. Herman can't afford to buy me fur coats or a car. Herman ain't a big-time joke. He ain't much of a spender. But Herman is considerate, so thoughtful and so tender. I'd be lost if Herman went away. So to reassure him, I just say, it's the little things you do that count. Little things, my dear, but how they mount. When I'm chopping down a tree, you always wipe my brow for me. It's the little things you do that count. Yes, I'm just as lucky as can be. Got a man that thinks the world of me. You take me fishing when you go, and all I have to do is row. It's the little things you do that count. Herman, Herman, you're not earning enough to keep the home fires burning. Bill, you never ever shirk waking me in time for work. It's the little things you do that count. Darling, you're the bravest man I know. One more reason why I love you so. When that bear was chasing me, didn't you let me share your tree? It's the little things you do that count. And the night we thought we heard a mouse, but instead, with burglars in the house. fade right in back of me. It's the little things you do that count. And the time we couldn't make ends meet, and I took and washed so we could eat. What a friend I had in you. You let me do your laundry too. They're just little things with how they mount. When the doctor said, my friend, beware, what your wife must have is good salt air. Didn't you carry out his wish? You stood and fanned me with a fish. It's the little things you do that count.
Thank you, Dorothy. Your way of giving advice makes for good listening. We travel down memory lane for this next tune, My Old Flame, in which the voices of Paul Judson and Sir Frederick Gass bring back the haunting memories of that first love. While the rest of us, including the city slickers, form a bucket brigade in an effort to put out the fire. All set, folks? My Old Flame.
My old flame, I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
She would always treat me mean. So I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to...
There goes my old flame. Too bad they turned off her pilot light. Right now, I'd like to introduce...
Hey, Spike, is Jack Owens here yet?
Oh, no, but what's all the excitement?
Oh, I'm not excited, but I hear he's got good looks and a romantic voice, and gosh, are the stockings on my seam straight?
Oh, yes, and the face on your makeup is all right, too. Calm down, Dorothy. Act natural, remember? Yes?
I'm Owen.
I'm Jones.
I'm Shay.
I'm... Say... Gee, I'm not sure, but I think I'm Jack Owen.
Jack, welcome to the Spotlight Review. And say, Jack, is it Dorothy that's making you so nervous?
Well, beautiful girls always make me nervous. Spike, you're a great man with the ladies. Help me out. What can I do about that?
Huh? Oh, yes, well... The main thing to remember with women is you should
go right... Dorothy, I think you're so beautiful, and I just love the way you sing. And, Dorothy, I buy all your recordings. You're simply wonderful.
The main thing to remember with women is, Jack,
thank
you're
you, Jack.
To...
I bought your recording of How Soon, and I play it over and over.
The main thing to remember with women is that you're supposed to...
I'm sorry,
to...
Spike. Look, tell me, how do you treat women?
Well, I never treat them rough. I always treat them...
And, Dorothy,
you know, kind of...
you think you could go out with me after the show?
Oh, I'd love to, Jack.
Oh, swell. Oh, Spike, you never treat them what?
Rough! Rough! Rough!
I can't hear you. There's a dog barking somewhere. But, gee, thanks for your wonderful advice. What can I do to show both you and Dorothy my appreciation?
Well, you can sing your own song. How soon? Right now. Jack Owens. Jack will be back in a few minutes. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
When you need gas or you want a tire checkup, Don't get impatient as you wait in the service station. Instead, step over to that familiar red cooler and refresh yourself with ice-cold Coca-Cola. When you hit the highway again, you'll be grateful for the pause that refreshes. You'll be equally grateful for unchanging refreshment at an unchanged price. For friendly, dependable Coca-Cola still costs only 5 cents a bottle.
Curtain goes up on her second act, and Dorothy Shea steps into the spotlight. Dorothy, what were you and Jack Owens talking about just now?
Spike, I don't remember exactly, but let's just say... Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
Dorothy, it's that kind of singing that made Cornell wild. I'm privileged at this time to introduce a young man whose last radio appearance was for the California Radish Growers. It was a repeat broadcast. And here he is, City Slicker Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbach.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, my friends. It's good to have friends. In the words of that famous author... I can't remember his name. Anyway, goodness me, I forgot what he said. However, I shall sing that Scottish ballad tonight, Coming Through the Rye. I believe I'm in voice. definitely in voice. Maestro, Coming Through the Rye, please.
If a body meet a body running through the kye, coming through the by, I'll let the baby cry. It's a pity I don't die.
No.
I'll start again. If a body meet a body coming through the rye, if a body kiss a body, need a body pry.
Must be pretty hot.
Oh, no. If a body kiss a body, need a body fly, flies through the air with the greatest of ease.
That's the wrong song, I'm sorry. I've written several songs, you know. I wrote Mother McCree, but she didn't answer.
If a body kiss a body, need a body sigh. If a body meet a body, coming through the town. And the body greet a body,
sounds like an Undertaker's holiday. Bodies all over the place.
Need a body frown. Among the brain there is a swain. I dearly love myself. But what's her name?
What's her name? What was her name? What was her name? Was it Doris, Evelyn, Linda, Laura, Mrs. Hush, Dawn, Chloe, Bowie, Gooey, Bowie, Valerie, Sylvester? Couldn't have been Sylvester, no. This is driving me sad. Oh, it's the wrong act.
But what's her name and where's her hang? I do not choose to tell. For every laddie has his lassie.
Lassie? Come home, lassie! No. The dog. How'd the dog get in the sack? You know, I had a dog once, and he swallowed a flashlight, but he coughed it up, and he was delighted.
That's a joke! Every laddie has his lassie. None, they say, have I. Yet all the girls, they laugh at me. Yet all the girls think that I'm daft, that I'm riff-raff. Where's George Raff?
No,
at the half.
At the half?
They're at the half, and there they go. It's Pat's Elizabeth in front by three. Mighty Allen's Alley is second. Linda Winnett is third. And Suspenders is holding up in the rear. I'm coming through the high.
Splendid, Professor. I see that Jack Owens, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers are ready to sing the praises of three wonderful gals named Cynthia, Mary, and Kate.
Cynthia, as flighty as a summer breeze. Her smile is sunlight through the trees. For Cynthia's in love. Every rose is blushing as she passes by. They see the love light in her eyes. For Cynthia's in love. Shining through, you will find her in a rendezvous. Starry eyes, breathing sighs. Cynthia, I'm glad your lovely dream came true. For I'm the boy who worships you. My Cynthia's in love.
For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square, it's so grand.
Thank you.
This is Myron Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here are Spike and Dorothy.
Music lovers, again, I hope that you enjoyed our show as much as we've enjoyed presenting it for you. Right, Dorothy?
Double check, Spike. Well, are you ready to join Jack Owens and me after the show?
No, Dorothy, I can't. Hedy Lamarr is being vaccinated, and I'll be in the hospital for 3 days.
Spike, if Hedy Lamarr is being vaccinated, why should you be in the hospital?
She's tattooed on my arm. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Spike and Dorothy will have as their guest that popular singing star, John Loren, featuring his sensational recording success, All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station with James Frohman, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Flint, Lansing, Saginaw, Toledo, and Terre Haute between now and next Friday's Spotlight Review. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.